The New Testament Church is one of two on the island, a place to find comfort and community. One by one, parishioners stand to ask for special prayers. Pray, they say, for a young man who's been using drugs and now faces serious legal problems. For an elderly resident who recently fell. For another who's having chemotherapy. And for children who come from broken homes. Four elders in the church take turns preaching, among them a high school history teacher named Dwayne Crockett. He knows that two-thirds of the island has washed away since an ancestor of his settled here in 1686, but he's not praying much for Tangier's future.
I believe we're here as long as the Lord wants us to be here, and I truly believe he is going to provide for that.
He notes in the Bible that God promised Noah no more devastating floods.
After the rainbow had been put in the sky, he said, "Never again will I destroy the earth with a flood." Now we have seen localized flooding, but the promise is that the whole earth will never be destroyed by a flood. Well, there's the sea level rise taken care of right there.
Jean Crockett, who says she's not related to Dwayne, shares his passion for God and the Bible, but she's not as certain about the island's future. An English teacher at the high school, she's heard scientists say sea levels are rising, the island is sinking, and storms are more prevalent.
When you put them all three together, we're subsiding, we're eroding, and the water levels are rising. It doesn't bode well for us.
But she's made no plans to leave.
Who has the money to start all over again if you don't have to? Who's going to come buy my house so that I can go buy somebody else's house? Nobody.
And Dwayne Crockett argues that in the age of climate change, there is no safe place to go.
Are we supposed to move anywhere on the East Coast where they are saying that the sea levels are going to rise over the entire East Coast? Or should we go down to the Gulf Coast where hurricanes strike with such a powerful force? Should we go to the Midwest where Tornado Alley is located and people lose entire communities in just a few minutes?
The island's mayor, James Uker Eskridge, so named for his childhood imitation of a pet rooster, thinks Tangier is entitled to federal assistance.
We're not just talking about a piece of land. We're talking about people, families, a community, a culture, a way of life. Of course, we produce a lot of seafood from here, soft crabs, hard crabs, oysters. And also, I tell folks, over the years, since World War I, we've had a lot of folks serve in the military. So, you know, they deemed us important people then. So I'm hoping, you know, we're still important.
And Dwayne Crockett wants the feds to test ways of preventing erosion on Tangier.
If you cannot save a community of 450 people, a 3-mile long island and a mile and a half wide island, if you can't save us, you're wasting your time trying to save large cities like New York, Boston, Norfolk, Philadelphia, because it's not going to be done.
The solution he and many other island residents promote is a seawall to surround Tangier. How would that work? And will the nation spend millions of dollars to save an island of fewer than 500 people? We'll consider those questions in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.